Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. There's a lot going on. There's a lot to get to. Investigative reporter Mike Davis at the bottom of the hour. Going to find out, who is Jack Smith? Who is this Jack Smith person? Jack Smith is the special counsel that was selected by Merrick Garland. And I'd never heard of the guy before. Turns out he's got quite the history. And it's not one that is even-handed. He's got quite the history looking out for Democrats, looking out for liberals, and going after conservatives. Suddenly, he's the special counsel. Well, why? And what exactly is it that Merrick Garland is suggesting that he has on Donald Trump, which, of course, is nothing? But we go through the entire case again. We explain who Jack Smith is and why this entire thing should lead to the House of Representatives stepping in and saying, look, enough is enough, man. Just stop. So we're going to get into all that and then some. We've also got the story out of California, where I guess if you're a pedophile, good news, you're let out of prison for some reason early. Well, that for you as well on a Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday.
You know what I mean, Kerry?
Oh, great.
What? And I've been feeling good this week, so you know what's going to happen.
I know.
Taco. I've got my tacos, my radio.
Taco.
A little salsa, I'm ready to go.
Taco.
No enchilada, no cheesy.
Your shirt's very fez, but it could be a Taco Tuesday shirt.
Taco Tuesday, no.
The Joe Pags Show.
Taco.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Now me and Polo, we'd like the hot sauce. Yeah. Joe like chorizo, cause he's the boss.
Gary, oh, come on.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised.
Joe said,
the heck,
be
man.
Nice to the girl.
Blah, blah, blah. Gary Lucky.
I said, it's Taco Tuesday.
Whatever. I'm not going to do the say hello to Kerry one, though.
You should, yes. I'll make you feel bad.
Say hi to Kerry. No.
I'm eating tacos with Polo. Taco Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Taco Tuesday.
You know it.
Taco.
All right, Polo, what's happening?
Taco.
My man. All right, it is a Taco Tuesday. Glad to have you here. Yeah, there's a lot going on. Now, I'm going to admit something here that I admitted online the other day, and I don't think this makes me any less of a man, but I'd never heard of Balenciaga before. Should I have heard, Kerry, should I have heard of Balenciaga,
well,
whatever the hell that is?
But you're not a guy who's really into high fashion, so...
No, sweatpants and a shirt. Sweatpants and a polo shirt. I'm
I know,
done.
Or a tank top or something. Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't
right.
know. You wouldn't
so,
know.
So, I mean, is this high-end for all people, men, women, and children? Because the ads that came into question recently were featuring children.
Children, right. That's correct. I'm assuming they do menswear also, and not just women and children's, but...
But it's also some stupidity where you pay $500 for a pair of jeans.
Oh, yeah. Or probably even more than that, actually. Yeah.
And are you just buying the name because jeans are not worth $500?
Yes, absolutely you are.
Have you ever bought anything from these people?
I have not, no.
Because, again, I mean, listen, we're not starving. You know what I mean? We're doing okay. But I mean, I'm not stupid. Well, I have a couple of extra dollars. Instead of buying the jeans that fit fine or the sweatpants that fit perfectly for $19.99 off the rack, I've got to spend $1,000 to prove something to somebody?
Yeah.
People actually live that way.
They sure do. Mm-hmm.
Polo, did you ever heard of Balenciaga before?
Of course.
Really? Why, are you a fashion guru? Why should I have known of this company?
I mean, it's out there. You know, it's one of those high fashion, you know, brands that you hear celebrities talk about. Or
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Kanye. Kanye was part of them, and then they dropped him with the stuff that's going on with him.
Well, actually, it's very smart. It's good for him that they dropped him. Sam, had you heard of Balenciaga before?
I have, but honestly, I probably, you know, if I saw it on the rack somewhere, I probably wouldn't recognize it.
Well, let me say this. You did not fall far from the tree. I mean, you and I both are very careful with our money, and we also are always trying to get a better deal. You're not getting a better deal if you're paying $500 for a pair of jeans.
That's exactly right. I mean, is it better quality? No, you're paying for a name. Why would I do that?
A name that I'd never heard of, which is kind of crazy. The reason why I bring it up is they had an ad campaign recently where they were showing children who were wearing all sorts of S&M and bondage gear, or maybe they weren't wearing it, but the teddy bears they were holding were wearing it.
Yeah.
Right. And then there was all sorts of weird sex toys on a table. And these kids are, what, 4 or 5 years old? This is not like a 20-year-old person making a decision.
No. These are small children.
These are little kids. And then Tucker Carlson the other night, actually, they zoomed in on the paperwork on the table, and the paperwork was something about pedophilia and about kiddie porn or something. And the company tried to pretend, oh, we had no idea they did that. We had no clue. But it turns out, like, one of their lead designers is this really disgusting, like, demon-like visual person with bloody babies and just the visual of it, not a real bloody baby, but there's some sort of seedy underbelly of this company that I guess nobody ever knew. And I knew that Kim Kardashian was involved because she almost immediately posted something on Twitter, maybe a day later. And as our relationship continues, I'm going to look very closely at what they're doing. Like, at that point, don't you just say, I'm not working with this company ever again? It's so strange to me. But lately, it just appears that the underbelly of society is showing up on the surface. And half of me wants to say that's really good because now we know where it is and we can get rid of it. And half of me says it's really bad. How long have they been doing this? I mean, these people are some sort of weird demonic worshipers of something. And they literally put it in an ad campaign with a toddler holding a teddy bear. And they thought that was somehow acceptable. We've got that story. Plus, we've got the person who was in charge of our nuclear waste. The person that I thought looked like Johnny Damon, but nobody agreed with me. What is this person's name? Carrie, do you know off the top of your head?
Let me look. It is...
The pup fetish person.
Yeah.
The bald guy who is gender fluid, the first gender fluid person ever in an administration or something.
Sam Brinton.
Okay, so Sam Brinton gets arrested or something, or gets in trouble because he had somebody else's suitcase for a month and was wearing her clothing or something, the lady's clothing from the suitcase. Here's somebody in the administration.
This person's being charged with a felony.
We're talking about somebody in the administration who everybody had to tout the praises of the first gender fluid, whatever the hell that means, person in an administration. This is a guy who likes to dress however he wants and is into pup fetish, whatever the hell that is. I guess it's where you make your partners dress up like they're an actual animal and then you do things to them. This is a person we're supposed to pretend like was normal. And now he's in trouble was charged with a felony for having this person's stuff?
Yes. Because I guess the luggage that he took was Vera Bradley. It cost over $2,000, so it is a felony.
I mean, we got that, and then you've got the first, I guess, openly trans major or some garbage in the military has now been arrested for allegedly trying to sell our nuclear secrets to, like, Russia or somebody. But thank God we have the first openly trans person doing that. And then, of course, you've got Rachel Levine, who's a dude, pretending that he's a woman. And we often say that's the first woman admiral of some sort. The whole thing is screwed. And with all that going on, and all of us finally noticing it, and all of us going, wait a second, you can't use little kids in ad campaigns with sex toys, you demon. No, you can't push kiddie porn while selling jeans, you piece of garbage. No, you can't have pup fetish and be part of the administration that gets paid by me while you're stealing people's crap. No, I don't care that you're living as a woman, even though you're a man, and now you're trying to sell secrets allegedly to some other foreign entity. No, none of that's okay. But with all that going on, you would figure that the evildoers, the woke crowd, would say, maybe we should back off a little bit. Oh, no. In California, they've decided if you're a pedophile, we should probably let you out sooner than you otherwise would have been let out. Carrie, if you would.
From Fox News, thousands of convicted pedophiles in California have been released from prison after only spending less than a year in prison, a recent analysis found. Statistics clearly show pedophiles don't get reformed. They're going to come out and they're going to commit again. Former Los Angeles sex crimes prosecutor Samuel Dordulian told the Daily Mail. Using California's Megan's Law website, the Daily Mail found there were more than 7,000 sex offenders convicted of lewd or lascivious acts with a child under 14 years of age, but released from prison in under a year of being convicted. Letting these people out early, we're allowing for a lot more victimization, and that's terrifying, Dordulian added. Additionally, the report found predators convicted of continuous sexual abuse of a child spent less than a year in prison, as well as three cases of convicts who kidnapped kids under 14 with intent to commit lewd or lascivious acts, and nearly 40 cases of sodomy with a child under 16. The report is based on data prior to 2019 due to digital blocks that were added to the Megan's Law website that prevents more recent analysis, according to the outlet. The site does show there are currently 61,770 sex offenders in California, though it's unclear how many are pedophiles. And the investigation examined 54,986 sex offenders listed on the Megan's Law website as of July 2019 and found 76% of the offenders committed crimes involving kids. And the data was determined by comparing the published dates of a pedophile's conviction versus their release date. Convicted pedophiles spent an average of 2 years and 10 months in prison, according to the report. Megan's Law is a federal law that requires law enforcement to make information on sex offenders available to the public.
I mean, what are we talking about here? These people are the dregs of society. They're the lowest of the low. And we can't keep them in prison? Why are we letting them out? Why does it appear as though the power structure in this country has a whole hell of a lot to do with sex and pedophilia and weirdness and wokeness and fluidness and all this other stuff? Why is all this happening? And why, listen, we got a lot of listeners in California. You got a lot of stations there. Why do you keep on putting up with it? The reason why they're letting them out is so they can say, look how low our prison population is. But why would they select them? Well, get the idiot that bought a joint at the corner or something, let him out. You're going to let out somebody who is charged and convicted of sodomizing people under 16? I'm not sure I understand. Yet this seems to be the way of this country now. The most sordid, underbelly, disgusting thing you can think of is like, they're trying to make it the norm now. It's not. And we have to raise our voices and make sure they understand this isn't the norm. This isn't okay. The whole pup play guy should never have been hired. I don't care if he's stealing suitcases or not. He should never have been hired. He's got some serious issues. But they just wanted to check off a box. You can't check off a box and make me feel better about the country knowing that there are thousands of more perverts out there looking to go and victimize children. It's not okay. You can't tell me the only person who could deal with our nuclear waste was some idiot who's not sure what his gender is. I'm not buying it. Sorry, not happening. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Are you as incensed as I am? Wouldn't you like to see somebody in society stand up and say, hey, enough is enough. Enough is enough. We're done with this stuff. Want to hear from you when we come back. Stay right here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show.
Glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. There's a lot going on. Lots to get to. Lots to talk about. One phone line open at 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Your thoughts about how weird this country is getting and how the underbelly is showing itself on the surface and how instead of taking steps to get rid of it, you see states like California letting people out of prison way too early who have molested or attacked children somehow. I don't understand it. I'm very, very confused about what we're watching. So want to hear from you on this. If you'd rather not be in the radio, no problem. JoePags.com, JoePags.com. Click on, you just scroll down, click on contact. You send an email to the team. They'll send it to me if there's something there. In the meantime, got to remind you about Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks shows up at the front door and you are going to be happy. My mouth starts watering because of how delicious this stuff is. Takes the guesswork out of getting a great gift for Christmas, for the holidays as well, because the steak experts at Omaha Steaks have put together special curated gift packages to help take that guesswork out of it. Gifting is going to be much easier, going to be a holiday hero by going to omahasteaks.com and use promo code PAGS, P-A-G-S, at checkout to get $30 off your order. Send an assortment of mouthwatering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon. Incredible. Air-chilled boneless chicken. Amazing. Ultra-juicy burgers. Love them. Even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early. Beat that holiday rush. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code PAGS, P-A-G-S, at checkout. It's a gift from the heart, a gift that's going to be remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing that you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code PAGS, P-A-G-S, at checkout. Get an extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. I appreciate you doing that. Make sure you take care of that right now. Mark, California, what the hell's going on out there, man?
Hey, Joe. So welcome back to the land of the living. First off,
thank
you. I had no idea you were sick, but your subs just aren't you, Joe.
Well, I appreciate that.
I thought you were like traveling or something, but I didn't realize you were circling the drain.
Well, I didn't go down the drain, so I'm fine. Thank you.
Well, thank you. So listen, so the items you're talking about in the last 5 minutes, if it was 6 months ago, we'd have called that tinfoil hat stuff.
Yeah.
And now it's coming to fruition. Okay, the information's coming out of who traveled to Epstein Island. And there was hundreds and hundreds of people. Do you think they were going there for a barbecue? I mean, this stuff is insidious in our culture. And it's now coming to fruition. And honestly, Joe, I think it's going to blow people's minds apart.
Well, it's starting to already, Mark, but I've got to ask you a very simple question. Why do the residents of California allow for child predators to be released from prison way before they should be? Why is that okay?
Oh, my God, Joe. I live in the People's Republic of California. You know, I've been here. I was born here. I'm a native son. And our last good person here was Ronald Reagan. Schwarzenegger was a kook. The unions own our state, and that's the teachers union, the prisoner union, the prisoner guard union, the cops. The unions own our state. We're so far down the drain, Joe. If it wasn't such a beautiful place where I live, I'd have moved to Texas a long time ago and brought my conservative politics with me. But I tell you what, it's cray-cray town out here, bud.
Well, it sounds like it is. Mark, I appreciate it. By the way, I was planning to be off last week anyway, and I love Mike and Leland. I think they do a great job, but it turned out I was sick the entire week that I was planning to have off. So I was going to be out and about and enjoying life, but it ended up, what do you say, I was circling the drain. Carrie, I didn't feel good that I was circling the drain there for a minute.
Yeah, well, let's not say that. I mean, I don't think you were circling the drain. Just didn't feel
very
good.
Nice.
You lost 11 pounds, but.
That's right. I lost 11 pounds. Mm. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to find them again. You know, maybe we'll just do Thanksgiving again this Thursday.
Oh, okay. I'm sure your wife wouldn't mind that at all, right?
not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't a big deal. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Shepard, make it fast for me. What's happening?
How you doing, man?
Living the dream.
I just want to say that if we don't start, everybody that's got a mouth on the radio or a politician that has speeches, no matter what kind of good policies we put into place, no matter how good we think we are, if we don't start glorifying God right from the beginning, he is not going to honor this at all. This country is going to go down the tubes, and that is the baseline. That's very basic, basic, basic.
So
we
have to say, I glorify God, and that'll fix it all?
If we don't glorify God, he is not going to help us.
Well, I think most of us are.
I didn't say it was going to fix it all.
It sounds like you want. It sounds
like.
Listen, dude, how do we have a conversation if you're just going to keep talking? I'm asking you very directly.
I'm trying to finish my statement.
No, your statement, it's taking too long. I told you only had a minute. Now I'm out of time. Not going to let you go.
Sorry.
Shepard, thanks. Listen, I agree with you. Obviously, I glorify God. I love Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I was asking you simply, what do you want them to do? We just have to start glorifying. Do you want them to say it? Will that fix it? That was my question. But you had to finish your statement. Call back again. Keep it here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.